Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg public hearing in order at 1900 for the vacation of part of alley parallel to Louisa Street. But this time, if anybody from the public would want to express thoughts or opinions, please come up to the seat, state your name and address, and you get 2 minutes.
Bolts from 351 Henry Avenue. And my only concerns with it are where the snow going to go. And these are its elegance where it shows like the top, but they're just going to push it down there. It's going to possibly flood the basement of my shed.
Probably what we'll do is we'll backtrack it out.
Backtrack it out?
Yeah. Okay. Pull it out versus pushing it and making it, creating a big pile, because we looked at that and our concern is that if we create a big pile, we're going to create flooding there for the property. So the best thing we talked about doing was back dragging it out of that alley, since it'll be only about half, two thirds, and then plow the streets. So that would be our snow plowing removal plan.
And then is there going to be a dead end sign there for just so people don't go and have to turn around on the property or?
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. We talked about, I don't know if we want permanent like barriers there, but we talked about putting a no drive through sign. And I guess I don't know what the neighbors' preferences would be on that, because I think the council would be open to hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, so I don't know how you go about that if you have a. I mean, even if you put a dead end, if someone drives in, just wouldn't want to turn around. I don't know how they always stop that.
Do people drive through a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, normally, when you have an angle going on and stuff like that, people drive through. I guess not often, but billion people. That's the main concern. I guess all the factory and snow, the main concern is people just go and turn around.
Well, do you think if we put a sign at the beginning of the alley?
Well, that's what I...
Before they make the turn?
No drive through, like right before the alley there. You know, our plan would be to, put no drive through alley or no drive through street. Somewhere right here. So when they, now whether they see it, obey it, or catch it, that's.
Well, I was saying before, on my side of the house, they don't drive into the alley. Hopefully.
Like on the main.
Oh, street. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Now we would put it out here. Sorry.
Yeah.
So that way, when people come, hopefully they would see that and wouldn't go down the alley. Because I don't know if, like right here, if we want to put, big barriers or anything. I mean, it's going to be an eyesore.
Yeah.
I would say if you put in a sign that says no drive through or dead end, put the sign upside down, because people tend to read upside down signs. Nobody reads signs that are for. I'm serious. That's what the county does when they're in the country, and there's signs that say, like, it's just outside of town. Here's one that's upside down. It says, watch for children. No one ever will watch for children unless they're reading the sign that's upside down. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what McLeod County does it everywhere.
Interesting.
Because people pay attention to that stuff.
If we put a sign as a private drive, will be towed?
It's not technically a private drive, though. So.
I feel like after a while, though, because like our alley is a dead end. We don't have people coming in anymore. Like we had people parking there for a while during events to get into the alley, but now it's not a problem anymore.
How is that marked over there?
There is a sign. I think it says some. It's not upside down.
We would have happened faster. All right.
That's probably ours. So. Yeah.
Yeah, I just stopped the other day and thought, oh, we could at least have that.
Yeah, I think we would, at a minimum, would do something like that.
Yeah, we just couldn't say private drive because it's technically not.
Yeah.
Dead end alley, you know what I mean? So people know.
Right.
Well, if that's worked, we duplicate what.
Can we put it sideways? Would that work?
Sure.
Meet you.
I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
Okay. Thank you.
That's good.
Anyone else? Okay. Then if there's no other comments from the public, then I would look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Public hearing is closed at 19:06. We'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council for March 11th, 2025 to order, if all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Now we'll open it up for public comment on any of the topics that anybody may have, either on the agenda or off. Okay. All right, seeing no public comment, we'll move on then to agenda review and adoption. I don't know if there's any additions, deletions, or changes.
Nope.
Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Agenda is adopted. Look for a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. I don't see this chief. Yeah, we'll skip the chief. Tanya, do you want to come up? Well, normally the chief would ramble on for about a half an hour, but he's not here, so.
I'm the building department services manager, and we provide the building department services for the city of Hamburg. So plan review and inspections are part of the permitting, that kind of thing. So recently we did an audit of all of our municipalities and kind of looked at where their fee schedules were and how long it had been since they had been updated. And the city of Hamburg's, they had a formatting update back in 2019, but it has actually been since September 2015, so that the achievement was moved to the fee schedule. So I'm here to ask that you review it to see if there could be increases made. And I think it's in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
We went through it. We're trying to get all of the local municipalities kind of on the same rate schedule, so to speak. And we just asked that maintenance fees go $50 to $75. Any single inspection trip permit for like residential plumbing or chemical work go from 45 to 65. If there are zoning needs that utilize our inspectors, we ask that those go from 50 to 75. We've had a moved-in house, we distinguish moved-in homes to moved-in other structures. We've got a lot of people asking or submitting permits to move in garages, that kind of thing. So the moved-in structure fee would remain at 200, and moved-in house, manufactured home, and modular house flat fees were updated to 275 from 200 and 250. We would like to raise the residential site inspection fee from $15 to $65. That would be like a new hand or anything that requires a site inspection to make sure that what's being built is built what it should be. Commercial site inspection fee raised from $90 to $95, and then the re-inspection fees and hourly fees that are on your fee schedule. That those are raised as well. We updated the valuation table on permits that require valuation, that are valuation based on new homes, decks that have the basement remodels. And we've asked that the table be updated. We raised the minimum permit fee on those types of permits that require the value to be $75. And permits that are valued at $25,000 and up from the 2020 fee amounts. If you look at the comparison chart, that's this one in your packet. We can see from the current fee schedule, anything valued at $500 would have a permit fee of $60. Currently has a permit fee of $60.64. We'd like to raise that minimum to $75, and then the plan would be one that would be $48.75. So on that one, it's a $63 increase. $500 to $1,000, it's a $36.71 increase. But if you look from 2,000 to 10,000, it actually goes down. So if you're building a deck and it's $8,000, it's going to be cheaper than it would be on a current fee schedule. And then anything $25,000 or over goes up incrementally. It looks like in 2024, we had three permits issued at valued at 2,000 and under. There were seven issued between the $2,001 and $25,000, and then $225,000 to $50,000, and $150,000 to $100,000. And then we also deleted a couple of things that are more. We have everything online now, so like permit cards we used to charge for a duplicate, we've just deleted that. We just a lot of these, some of your work now, so it's not necessary to have to go and turn it out or anything. Copy charges were removed, and then we just added a large final copy fee. Paper and a plotter. I went through that kind of fast. Any questions for you?
Any questions? How does this compare to other counties or cities?
Other municipalities that we provide services for, we're trying to get everybody kind of. Buster Curry is actually voting on theirs to the city of Houston. Silver Lake, we reviewed with them last council meeting. I'm not sure if they're.
But their numbers match these numbers. Their numbers match these numbers. If they vote for it.
Yes. So we don't want to be the highest, but we don't want to be the lowest.
Right.
And in 10 years, we don't know that our own expenses have gone up. Inconceivable that permit fees might go up too.
Right, but you know, looking at that, it looks like majority of the permits we issue will slightly decrease a bit with that, right?
And that's
the majority, that 2 to 10,000 is where the majority of our permits are issued.
Yep. But your maintenance permits will increase.
So right.
Versus
right.
We actually, Safebuilt did the same audit nationwide, and there were some municipalities in other states that, once again, took so long that they simply increased their feasibility 300% increases, and had to vote that. I mean, had voted for those increases. So,
Paulson, any questions? What's the timeline you're looking to have these municipalities that you're currently engaged with to implement these changes?
As soon as you vote on them and let us know, then we get our software people involved and have to change them. Prefer to have it done sooner rather than later.
And how many municipalities do you currently work with?
We have 28 full-time municipalities and approximately 20 municipalities that we provide backup services for. So if they've got a field that's out sick or an inspector that's on vacation, we provide services. We actually just expanded into southern Minnesota and took on 7 cities from Rhode Island, Lake City, all the way down to Spring Valley, Minnesota.
And again, sorry, I'm new to this. This would be the same fee schedule that those bigger cities are going to looking at too?
The bigger cities?
Not Les Prairies, but like Zumbrota and down there.
Theirs were extremely outdated. And so when we in there, that was one of the caveats, was that they were going to have to raise their rates and then increase the.
And then one more question, and for knowledge for me personally, I guess. Where does this money go to? Does this go to you? Does it go to the city of Hamburg? How does this fees?
Fees go to the city, and then we get a percentage for us.
Okay.
I apologize. I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just didn't know. It was like, what do the fees go to? You know, I mean, like if it goes to the city, okay, I can see that part of it. I don't need the breakdown. It's just like, okay.
I think it was like 65-35.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just asking. I just didn't know. So.
Good question.
Yeah. Really good question.
So they typically need about 35% of it.
Okay.
Call signs.
City building department services, you know, your permit fees are supposed to basically cover your costs. So to keep, and that's so that cities don't have extremely high permit fees and they're making tons of money.
Right.
You know, there's a report that the city has to submit to the state annually on what their building department expenses were for staff that kind of thing, and what their revenue was. You can't feel that it's offset, and there are cities that aren't.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of a chess event.
I mean, just from a standpoint for council, I think what I'd like to do is just kind of table this till next meeting. Give council a little more time to review it, and also myself, and just kind of to check the surrounding cities to see if we're behind or in line, or
right,
just to get a comparison of what other cities around us are. Well,
I agree with that.
Don't be known as the town with the highest.
Right. Well, so I guess we'll see where Silver Lake and Lesser Prairie do. You know, that was why I asked it, because like being in Carver County, normally like you'd figure it'd be higher. You know what I mean? Versus McLeod County stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, okay, if this is all the same across the board, I guess we'll see what they do. That was my main reason for the question.
Yeah.
And I'll know tomorrow what's the place.
Right.
Okay. That'd be perfect. Yeah.
If you have any further questions.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, next item on the agenda, let's scroll back up, is the old city business. And first off is actually are we doing the minor subdivision first? Or are we going to do?
Well, we'll do the alley first.
Do the alley first? Okay.
The minor subdivision next. Yeah. You can come on up, Corn.
Oh, you're doing the
ICU. Yeah, just I want to talk about that as next step.
Okay.
members. For those who haven't met, my name is Corinne Williams. I'm a planning consultant on and today we are going to be considering a resolution to approve the vacation of an town between Fort Vancouver Louisa Street and Fort Vancouver Street. So the city, technically city initiated alley vacation and will release the public right away to the ownership of the underlying property, but will reserve the city's right to maintain, repair, and replace any utilities that are located in the alley, as well as any private utilities that are located in the alley, so those rights will be maintained as well. This evaluation should be based on Chapter 163 of your city code, the subdivision ordinance, subsection section J, subsection 10, the vacation of public right-of-way and expense. I think in your packet, you will be able to see the existing conditions as well as the proposed conditions. The majority of the alley will be within parcel 45. 700000. We have a title of the alley property in the packet as well as some findings of fact that we are taking questions on, and the information about the releases. One last note is there was notice published for this building back after the consent in March today. And to my knowledge, that this March to comments outside of the dollar county that we're going
to. Same from city staff.
Okay.
Probably the only comments I got was just people asking where it was.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Paul, any questions? Essentially, what we're looking at is just that little area of the alley to vacate it. We would still retain our ability to service whatever utilities and public and private utilities that are underneath that area.
All right.
And then as we discussed earlier during the public hearing, we would put a similar sign that goes down Councilwoman Weber's alley on the front of that alley that would mimic the same thing. And if Councilman pulls in is right, then we'll do it upside down.
I missed this. Are we going to put like a barricade in the center where it cuts off, or a fence, or?
I just think that takes away from the whole point of what we're doing. That's my personal opinion. I don't know what Johnny and the neighbors, I think that's what matters to most.
Well, that's going to be their driveway. They're going to want to obtain access to that garage back there. It makes no sense to put it back there. And it makes no sense to do kind of what we're trying to work with Johnny doing, keeping that open
right
for us to utilize
right
as neighbors.
Okay.
So I don't think putting a barricade there would solve anything.
I just forgot if we were going to put a barricade after that garage.
No, I'm not.
Or if Johnny was going to dig that up and plant it into grass or tulips or what it was going to be. If it's going to stay gravel. Okay. So we're just going to have a sign on both ends that say no pass through, but yeah.
And then cross our fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be private property.
Then when we do that, if you don't mind, just every now and then reporting back to me, reporting back to me if there's any issues, or you know what I mean, that any issues that come about with Allie.
Yes. And there's uptick in pass through this past number of other people were there. So that's about it. I think stating that with Mr. Stein, but kind of solves all the problems that we have.
Okay. Colton, any other thoughts or questions?
This is just a thought.
Yep.
Don't hate me for this. But and like I totally agree with what you guys are saying. Leave it open because it just makes the most sense. But I feel like it's going to be really hard for Johnny at the end to keep that private property, because people are going to see an open sign, see no pass through, but they're going to pass through anyways. That's my personal thought. I can see that possibly being an issue. Not saying I want a barricade there, but you will have private property that you will have to patrol, I guess, or like you said, report back.
No possible trespass.
Right.
Technically.
Right. Because if it's going to maintain looking like a full pass through, you know what I'm saying? That's just my thought.
But now, technically, on Johnny's side, we could put, there could be a sign there that says,
oh, private. Both ends. Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But his can okay. say private.
Okay.
Like, yeah. we, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I would think that would deter me right side up and everything.
Right.
But
yeah, I'm just, yeah, I know, like I said, it's going to take probably a while for people to get used to it.
Yeah.
You know, being the signs and stuff and not knowing it. But
Corinne, what's your thoughts? Right. Yeah.
It would be probably a bad idea to have a private property sign back at Maria Avenue.
Right.
That's not
technically private, yeah. Drive. Right.
But it doesn't private property signs at the end of the
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I just bring that up because, like, you guys are going to be the ones maintaining it, watching it, you know, and I just least amount of possible wrong things that happen there, the better, you know. So as long as you guys are happy with it, you know.
No. So that was last time you were here, and then the vacation of the alley started to be in talks, and then I figured it's the easiest way to do this, then we'll just leave the alley, but it'll still continue to stay gravel for the neighbors.
Yeah.
Would that be put into the contingency of the sale of the other property if that were to become a yeah. sale at some point?
And like I said, that's their driveway.
It's oh, right.
They
right.
planted.
Right.
Grass. It's
you think? And
I guess that. That raises up, I guess, another question for me now, because say, you know, life happens, say all of a sudden Johnny moves. Is that written into the contingency that maintains gravel, or the next neighbor could just plant it into grass? Because we have alleys that are essentially city right-of-ways, one right next to my house that is planted into shrubs and stuff, but the city needs to go in there. They can tear everything out.
Right, because can you put something like that in there for a new owner? I mean, it's private, going to be private property, become private property.
I don't know what the city told us, but if you said it's not on your property, yeah, you could put something in
there. Okay. Yeah.
And the city will maintain its right to go.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I know we'll still have the right of way. I'm just saying further down the road, next guy, if he ever comes in, you know, plants that to grass, changes it all around. Just so the next people know, we can still come in there if we want to.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I'm not a helpful but I typically in your deed, there's the notes that part okay. of your property is
yeah.
city easement.
Okay.
That would right. be part of whatever contract was signed.
Council, any other questions, thoughts?
You know, because just one thing, you know, what we've talked about, the main reason too why we wanted to vacate the alley is to eliminate the possibility of the non-conforming lots.
And for the subdivision.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Council, the three options in front of us are to make a motion to approve, or make a motion to deny, or make a motion to table.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve resolution number 2025-04.
Second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve resolution 2025-04. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilman Barabar, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed. Passes.
Okay. And then can you do me a big favor and like put short memo together the next steps? So we can keep moving forward now.
Yes.
With probably now we probably for the next step then be looking at the minor subdivision.
I'll have to look at it.
Okay.
But can you
make it better? Yep. Okay.
I'll have to put together a short memo similar to this one. I'll probably send
you some
questions.
Sure. That's fine.
Exactly.
Yep. And then we can kind of keep us and the lawyer and the engineer all involved again. Okay. Perfect.
Does anyone have any questions for me on the minor subdivision right now?
Paul, any questions on that?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then, Martin, since you were a part of this, the next thing we're going to discuss, if you don't mind just sitting in case there's any.
I'll sit here for a little bit.
Sure. If there's any like planning or zoning concerns on the next line item from council. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on then to the current future use of PID 45.0282010. If council recalls from our last meeting, we had instructed city staff to send additional information not only to the owner of the property, but also to the lawyer of the owner of the property with the expectation that we'd have some communication back or some type of resolution here at our meeting tonight.
So I put everything together and put it on a scan disk and sent it to Mr. Trebish's attorney, Mr. Neaton. So they have all the information they requested. And I have not heard back from the Trebish's or Mr. Neaton. So we're kind of at a stalemate here. So now it's up to council how they want to proceed. You can see in the packet, I've mailed the notices twice. They've also been posted by the CSO, delivered and posted by the CSO a couple times too. So,
well, it's hard to talk to somebody when you can't talk to them.
So what would be the next step? Wait or?
Well, the options you are is continue to play the waiting game or to move forward with sending it to Carver County for prosecution. I personally, from my standpoint, I feel the city has done their due process of providing them all the information, giving them the opportunity to come to council meetings. I wish there was more public involvement, to be honest. I think all of us here wish there was that. They don't come to the meeting, but they do come into my office and ask if anything's being done about, quote unquote, the junkyard in the middle of town. And like I've said a few last few meetings, my concern is if we do nothing, you're going to create a ripple down effect of other properties doing the same thing. And it's going to become very hard for staff and for council to try and enforce ordinances we have in place. That's my concern. My goal here is not to move a business out of town. That's never the goal. The goal here is to make sure that people are complying with city ordinances. And when someone won't come to the table to have a discussion, when there are other options as a conditional use permit that could be applied for and considered, I don't know. I don't know what you do. I mean, it's, you know, you guys are kind of in a situation, you know, rocking a hard place, really, here when people won't come to a meeting and have the open discussion to try to meet in the middle here on the subject matter. So really, I think you're down to the, you know, how many times you want to play the song and dance of one more chance, one more meeting.
No, I agree. And we're coming into spring and summer, and there's going to be more nuisances going out. And if we say one more month, we're going to have to do it all summer long.
Yeah. And it's going to be very difficult for staff to try to enforce that, because I will promise you right now, that's what I'm going to get. We ain't do nothing with so-and-so. It's going to be first thing that comes to me. I mean, none of us want to get into a legal battle or even any battle, really. You know, we'd like to come to some conclusion, but when you can't come to the table, what do you do?
I think it's a can of worms either way.
Yeah, we can't change it on our own.
Because if we do enforce it, then there are other properties in town, if you're listening, you know who you are, that we will be forced to act on. And whether they own businesses or not, because you can't just pick out one person. So regardless, we will have a ripple down effect either side. One side was obviously allowing all this to happen for everybody. And the other side is any car that doesn't have current tabs and junk laying around, it just will be, there'll be a zero tolerance policy, because it'll have to be. Otherwise, it'll just come back to us. Like, why did we just do it for one? Mm-hmm. So.
And if we do move forward with sending this to Carver County, this won't be the first one that we've sent to Carver County since the new ordinance went into place several years ago. This might be what, the fourth or fifth, maybe?
Yeah, probably about the fourth.
So, I mean, we have done it, and we don't want to do it, but that's, if no one leaves us an option, that's kind of where we are. Either that, or like staff said, that, you know, they're going to our staff is going to get berated because you didn't do something against somebody else, or not necessarily against somebody else. You didn't enforce the ordinance, and now you want to enforce the same ordinance on me.
Right.
And that pickle, we don't need to be putting our staff into.
And I guess essentially, if I'm remembering this right, on this page here, the second notice one, parcel one is grandfathered in with the container, whatever.
We've agreed to that.
That's grandfathered in. So, and he's got a conditional use permit for those containers.
Correct.
And so it's just the parking lot on two and down the railroad track.
And right now, parcel two is zoned agriculture.
Right.
And the use of the a parcel two right now doesn't meet
right.
The ordinance of agriculture. And again, one of the things that could be done, but we need the other half at the table to get it started to go, is we can change the ordinance or change the zoning to business. But then again, the same token, just that alone won't alleviate the issue, because they won't be in conformity of the property as business in the way that it is set up right now.
Right.
The next step for there would be one of two things. Either they combine it with parcel one, which the grandfather clause goes away, or two, they come and ask for a variance from the city. But all of that stuff, all that extra stuff, is at the behest of the owner of the property.
Right. And I mean, there's nothing stopping us that everything on two goes to one and just sits there. Not saying it will, but that's something to think about too. Can just compile everything into one spot. But
I think too, you could also, I mean, get them with junk vehicles and unlicensed vehicles.
Right.
Too. So, I mean, really that won't correct his issue.
I'm looking for my friends. That is one of the clauses in that one of the letters, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Make a motion to send it to Carver County.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to declare parcel 2 a nuisance and send it on to Carver County. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Next item of business is new city business, this community hall closet flooring. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, so initially we were going to, we talked about doing LVP flooring in the closet of the community hall to entrance there. But after some discussion, Jason took a closer look and noticed that the same flooring is underneath that, I don't know, what is it, vinyl? Whatever's in there. But my only concern was if it was asbestos. So we had it tested, came back, not asbestos.
Good.
So our thought is why not just tear off that vinyl and have the wood floors redone? Then it matches, keeps the integrity of the building. And I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer, but we would bring it forth to council. We had $1,000 budgeted, so we got an estimate from Compass. It'd be about roughly about $1,000 to get the floors all up to. And he said there may be a couple patch areas needed, you know, which would be about $150 to $300, they were guessing. And then it was $120 for the asbestos testing. So, I mean, my thought and staff's thought is that to redo the wood floors.
I agree.
And look better.
I agree.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, since this is the budget item, do we need a motion?
No, not really. No.
Okay.
But we just thought we'd bring it, make sure that you were on the same.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Age is us.
I like it.
Good, because he's coming tomorrow.
Wow. All right, crack ceiling seal coat for community parking lots.
All right. So, got two proposals for the crack filling and crack ceiling. We got one from Gopher State for $3,506. And one from Bargain for $39.75. So me and Jason discussed it. We see no reason why to go with Gopher State Seal Coat as the lowest bid.
Council, any thoughts? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion to give the bid to Gopher State for $35.06 to crack ceiling seal coating parking lot.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's moved and seconded to award the Gopher State seal coat bid of $35.06 for the City Hall parking lot. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes.
And then, so then we also received three seal coating bids. So basically what we'll be doing is the whole parking lot here at the community center. So all around the whole parking lot, that's what we'll be crack filling. And then we're going to seal coat that. It's been a number of years. It's long overdue. And some of it has never been seal coated because of some of the new paving we've done that we tore up from when we did the water looping project. So we got an estimate from Pearson Brothers for $13,932.72. An estimate from MR Paving and Excavating for $20,710.80. And an estimate from Allied Blacktop Company at $22,928.32. Again, we've worked with Pearson a number of years. Staff recommends awarding the bid to Pearson's at $13,932.72.
I make a motion to approve the seal coat bid for to Pearson Brothers for $13,932.72.
Second. It's moved and seconded to award the 2025 seal coat project to Pearson's Brothers for $13,932.72. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. I think if I just heard it right, I think Chief is about to finish up in the next room. You hear it now. Oh, speak of the devil.
Jesus.
You waiting on me?
No, never. Councilman Tracy, maybe, yes, but you never. Oh, we ain't talking to him.
Very good.
You're up, Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I've missed you guys. I see I got a new face peering down upon me. That's fun. Yes, you, Jenny. Wow. I said peering. It was nice. All right. First thing on the list. This is just kind of an update. Right now, the fire department, we're looking at updating one of our automatic CPR machines. Currently, we have two auto pulses. That's the brand name of them. They are approaching 20 years old. I think one is there already. We've been going through batteries. They have anywhere from a 3 to 5 year shelf life on them, whether you use them 1,000 times or 10. Their shelf life is what it is. Past couple months, we had the AutoPulse brand come out, and then we had another company, Lucas, come out. NORAD, Greenhow, a lot of departments are working with them. Basically show us the newest products they have and make a decision on what we would like to do from there. These machines are running anywhere from $19,000 to $24,000. So we're looking, whether it's this year or next year, looking at, you know, writing some grants and maybe taking some gambling money, something like that, donations, and purchasing a new one. We would trade in one of our older ones, and then we would still hang on to, so the Hamburg Fire Department would have two CPR machines pretty much at all times. Some people have asked, do you really need to? No, we have run into calls where we've been using both of them on different calls. So do we need to? No, but we're going to have to. I was just talking in there, new protocol for like us, Green Isle, Plato, and even Norwood, they start a life alert flight to our location for any heart attack event that checks all their boxes. So a helicopter is basically off the ground and here within 20 to 30 minutes, depending on where they're coming from. And then they'll take patients right down to Abbott, to the Heart University, and do what they need to do. If we run into a situation where we have to, the helicopter gets started out here and the patient is on a CPR machine, that CPR machine goes with the helicopter. So whether that CPR machine takes an hour or 4 hours to come back to us, without it, we revert back to manual CPR, which isn't the end of the world, but these machines are probably 20 to 30% more effective than manual CPR by itself. So like I said, it's just kind of an update on where we are with things. We did just purchase some new batteries for the machines that we have. Those batteries run about $1,000 a piece. So we purchased three of them with some gambling funds. So the ones we have will continue to be up and running until we make a decision on what we want to do. In 2028, our brand of AutoPulse will no longer be able to, it won't be made anymore, and they won't service them anymore. So that's kind of the cutoff date. We might end up buying some batteries, you know, right before that cutoff to basically hang on to one of these older machines for longer if it's feasible. But the plan is to, as time goes on, if we buy a newer one, whether it's this year or the following year, and then basically as time goes on, be able to rotate them out instead of having two machines that are roughly the exact same age and then them both going bad at the same time or running their life, I guess I should say. So that's just kind of where we're at with those things. Just an update. Nothing's been decided by the fire department yet. But we had some good trainings with them. So that's where we're at with that. You guys had any questions about those?
No, sounds pretty straightforward.
Okay. Storage shed. I want to get this back up and running. I know we've talked about it before, talked with Jason and stuff. I know we kind of let it slip through the cracks, but I think you need to watershed or something with feasibility for water to run off. I think we talked the last time we had dealt with it. So we'll be looking to get that going again. Yes, out this back
here.
Yep. And this will be fire department funded as well. So we would put the concrete slab down. We would pay for the building. We would pay for everything. My plan is to get a 12x24 storage shed from like Mayer Lumber, have them build it and bring it over here and drop it off and call it good. So we have, over the years, we've picked up a lot of stuff that is stored in the station that probably doesn't need to be. Like we have extra tires for our Gamma Goat. You know, a lot of the roasters and stuff we use for our cook-offs, our pork chop dinners, some other odds and ends, tents and stuff we have that don't need to be taking up room in the station. That stuff could be in a cold storage and be just fine and save the room inside for important stuff. Moving on. I went and did the Washington Lake and Young America Township reports tonight. Just let them know we're currently at 18 members. Our officer changes. Let them know what their township fees would be moving forward. They went from $160 a unit to $170, and they'll stay there that way for a few years. They didn't have too many questions for me, which I suppose is nice. So yeah, that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
You just forward that to me?
Yeah. Yep.
And then I can forward it to the council.
Yep.
Any questions for the chief on any of the topics for this evening?
And you guys are aware of the pork chop dinner coming up April 27th or April 27th, 10 to 2 here at the station, our annual pork chop dinner. I don't remember who I tells know. You or
perfect.
Glad I can inform you.
Yeah.
We'll maybe get it on the newsletter if it's not already.
Wait till April newsletter.
Works for me.
Good deal.
I'll put the signage up so I can.
It's true. We'll read that more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a goal.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing surprises me anymore. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I could see it that you put it upside down and they're like, okay, well, it gives them a reason to look at it and then it gives them a reason to complain. So now it's in here, out here. It's.
Was he here?
No.
No.
Totally gets it though.
Great minds.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Suppose we could do that with the newsletter we're going to send out this week. Part of it upside down, part of it right side up.
You could put something about the toothpicks upside down.
Yeah.
Only that's coming.
That's any coming. Questions about this newsletter, please contact council member or me.
There'll be a questionnaire if they contact me.
Not to say I probably haven't done that where the one side's one way and the other is the other way. So I don't know.
I ain't turning completely on edge and really mess with them. You know, one side is portrait, the other is landscape. Just really, yeah. You know.
Just too much.
Council, any questions for the chief?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, chief.
Thanks.
All right, we'll move on then to city council reports.
Oh, just one last thing, Chris. I had jetting and televising the sanitary.
Oh, yeah, time. That's right. We skipped over that.
So just we did about 4,500 feet this year. So kind of we'll get on a schedule about every 5 years, getting the whole town complete. Everything went pretty good except by the baseball park. There's a line in the gravel there. They did find a hole in the pipe there. So we got estimates today. So sorry for the late addition to the packet, but me and Jason talked. We feel that's something we should get dug up and get fixed. Or if eventually we're going to have a sinkhole, we're going to have problems, yep, clogged, et cetera, et cetera. So we did get two estimates to get that fixed. One from Hennings Excavating for $3,800 and one from Precision Utilities for $6,500. So, and I see no reason why not to award it to Hennings Excavating.
Yeah. Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the sewer line repair to Hennings Excavating for a cost of $3,800.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to approve the cost of the repair for the line to Hennings for $3,800. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Okay, now we'll move on to city council reports.
Toothpicks. That's all I got.
Toothpicks?
They're back.
Now toothpicks or
the flosser
or
thing?
The
oh, they're okay. Back.
They're back.
They're back.
They're back like crazy.
Is that because
thank God we bought that broom because Jason's sweeping them up.
But the great news is the broom attachment, yep, to the bucket works excellent.
Best money we've ever spent.
Look, we'll put signage up.
Both entrances.
It's always on the entrances, too.
Both entrances. Backwards, probably upside down. Well, we got a broom attachment now. We're good. I'm just going to save them all. We're going to save them all for when we find the person. We're just dump them in their yard. Sorry.
It's lots of waste of money, though, too. I still don't understand why someone. Right. I don't know. It's like a game now.
It's a game. It's been years. As long as I've lived here.
Dollar store's got to be bought out of boxers.
Like, there's no way that person has any dental problems.
Yeah. I don't even.
Oh, there's just a pile there. Anyway, that's all I got. They're back and they're fierce.
Wow. All right. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
Just a couple things I have. Again, we'll get a newsletter out this week. So if there's anything anybody wants in it, any highlights or anything like that, just let me or staff know. And that, and then even though it was 70 yesterday and 42 today, and God knows whatever else is going to be the rest of the week, it does look like we're going to be getting into summer. I've seen over the weekend, I did see a number of ATVs and golf carts and moving around town. So those that hopefully are listening that have those things, just be mindful that little kids don't pay attention to that noise. And as you're buzzing around, you may create an incident that you don't intend to create. So just be mindful of that. That's all I have for that. Other than that, that's all I have.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moving second to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for March 11th, 2025 is adjourned at 1958.